It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Cases of COVID-19 are still rising in Colorado, while many people may be traveling and partying this holiday weekend. Sam Cole with the State Department of Transportation says people should be careful about the coronavirus.
Wear a mask. Practice social distancing. Don't hug your friend when you see them. Don't even shake hands. You can smile. You can still have a great time.
Cole says people still need to take the usual safety steps this weekend, like having a designated driver and using seatbelts. Natural gas plants in Weld County are being sued over air quality violations. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Colorado and the Federal Justice Department filed the complaint in U.S. District Court Tuesday. It claims Kerr McGee Gathering, which operates three natural gas plants near Fort Lupton, hasn't complied with leak detection and repair requirements. That led to excess emissions of chemicals that contribute to ground-level ozone, better known as smog. The action comes after the EPA downgraded the air quality rating for the Front Range late last year. The company told CPR it was surprised and disappointed by the move and remains committed to finding a solution. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A new CU Boulder study says children are more likely to have clinical sleeping problems if their pregnant parent used marijuana. Researchers surveyed moms of nearly 12,000 9- and 10-year-olds. They found that the more a woman used cannabis, the higher the odds that her child would have trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, and waking up in the morning. Separate research from CU Boulder found that 70% of Colorado cannabis dispensaries recommend marijuana to treat morning sickness during pregnancy, but few of them suggested talking to a doctor about it. Colorado weather is sunny and hot today and heading into the holiday weekend. Highs in the 90s along the Front Range, close to 80 in the mountains today. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.